now I have the pleasure of introducing Sacramento to Allison Joy. She's the editor-in-chief at Comstock's magazine. How you doing, Allison?
I'm great. How you doing?
Great. Thank you for joining us. For those of you out there in our audience that don't know Allison, don't know Comstock's yet, it's time to unveil your magazine and get to know you a little bit. So why don't we start by just getting to know Allison Joy?
Getting to know Allison Joy. Okay, well, hi, I'm Allison Joy. I have been the editor-in-chief at Comstock's for, I will have my three-year anniversary in a few weeks. I've been with the company for five. I am a transplant to California. I grew up in Wisconsin.
So I can almost hear the accent. You haven't quite lost it yet.
Well, I was an ESL teacher for a while, so I've learned
what's ESL?
English
no idea.
As a second language.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. So, well, so a strong
you were like a 4.0, 5.0 student, am I right? Look at this.
Maybe was an overachiever at one point in my life.
It. And now you're the editor-in-chief at Comstock's magazine from Wisconsin to Sacramento. Talk to us about how you got into Comstock's magazine. What happened when you started?
Well, I came on, I had been at a hyper-local kind of online media site prior. And what Comstock's was looking for as a 30-year-old print publication was somebody to kind of give them a digital facelift. And so that is kind of how I came in. I spent 2 years redoing the website, developing a digital strategy, creating digital products, all that stuff. And then in 2015, I took over as editor-in-chief, and they gave me this print magazine and said, figure out how paper works.
So. Okay. Well, how does it work? Talk to us about what the – because all I see – now, I won't say all I see. Predominantly, what I see is this beautiful magazine. Talk to us about the magazine itself as contrasting the digital platform.
Right. Well, the demographics of our readers are a little bit different with print and digital. We have about – I think our last survey was about a 30% overlap, but the print product is obviously readers who have been following us for 30 years.
Old people, basically, yeah.
Right, well,
I hear what you're saying. So
you can call that if you want, but okay. Yeah, so obviously our digital presence is geared toward a younger audience, but in terms of the content that goes into both, right, we want to see more overlap. That's what we're trying. We want people who are only seeing our digital to get into our print product, and we want people that are still solidly with print to, like, maybe expose themselves a little bit to digital. So in terms of how we plan content for those demographics, you know, we're gonna lean more on issues of, like, you know, upward mobility, career tips, things like that online, and then try and pepper in a little bit what you have in the print publication, which tends to be broader trend analysis, sort of more, you know, getting more in depth on the market and things like that. They're obviously denser reads, so translating them to digital, you know, you have to think very critically about the visual delivery as well as the content.
For sure. Well, your visual delivery on your magazine is off the charts. I'm holding a copy right here. Typically, the cover has some very stunning picture, thought-provoking type picture. This one's on innovation, so it's sort of thought-provoking. It's got a picture of an apple on it. How do you decide on the cover, right? Because the cover of a Comstock's is always so, I'll call it, remarkable. Who decides on that, and how do you decide?
It's a group conversation between our editorial and our production team. We have a great art director, and that cover was actually done by our senior designer, who is currently filling in for our art director. And because that's a theme issue, they get a lot more, the production team gets a lot more leeway in terms of what they come up with. You know, I'll maybe give them some, like, keywords, or we'll build kind of a concept calendar or a thematic sort of storyboard. That's the word I'm looking for. And kind of pick and choose elements we like. And then usually they'll bring, you know, let's say three iterations of it to myself, and we'll nail it down from there and then kind of refine throughout the production process. If it's not a themed issue like the innovation issue, they don't get as much to play around with, because then we're dealing with a specific story. So we might have a specific source or location or something. And then from there, they kind of get to decide lighting, who they're, you know, depends on the photographer, sort of like the mood they're going for.
What about the stories? So I like to tell the stories on this show of entrepreneurship. We just, you know, bring on some of the most successful entrepreneurs in the region, help them share their story. How do you decide what stories to tell? And is it geographically focused like mine are predominantly?
A bit, right? So we cover Sacramento County and the 9 surrounding counties. I usually can rattle them all off. I'm not going to do it right now because I'm on the spot. But so we have a 10-county.
And I believe that you could, by the way. Yeah.
I mean, you want to share?
You probably have an acronym built for every county or something like that to help you remember.
All right, here we go. El Dorado, Nevada, Placer, Sacramento, Solano, Sutter, San Joaquin, Yolo, Yuba, Amador.
Wow.
So 10 county, capital region. So, you know, I think it would be easy for us to lean heavily on Sacramento because there's so much going on here. And so when the regional comes into play, like, we want to make sure that we're kind of giving a holistic picture of this region, not just focused specifically on what's happening in Sacramento. Beyond there, you know, the mission of the magazine is to connect businesses and professionals to the resources they need to succeed and to tell the story of the business owners and stakeholders in this region who are making a great place to live and
do work. Well, what's it take to get on the cover? My good friend Brian Bennett, he's a restaurateur opening up a very cool restaurant. I don't know if he's been on the cover yet. My other good buddies, Big Sexy Brewing, what's it take to get on the cover? How do I get on the cover?
No one's ever asked me that question
before.
Please,
come on. Like getting on the cover of the Rolling Stone. How do I get on the cover of Comstock?
You want a formula? There is no straightforward formula, but I'll give you the best that I can, which is, first of all, right, it has to be a relevant business story, not just to, like, you know, your friends and family, but sort of the region. So, you know, that connecting businesses and professionals to the resources they need to succeed, like, it has to offer some insight that'll kind of pay that success forward. And then the key to a cover is a strong narrative that accompanies that. So, like, you got to tell me something else that you haven't told anybody else before. I think that those two, like, the perfect story is something that combines those two things, like a really strong personal narrative, right? This is business we're talking about.
Right.
So a story of strife or obstacles you've overcome or things like that. And then something that demonstrates, you know, a strategy or what have you that somebody else can read and say, wow, this is great. I'm going to apply this. Yeah. Whether it's, you know, you're a brewery and this person over here is running a small retail shop, they can still learn from
it. I think we need to make it like a rite of passage. Coming on the Mark Haney show, it's kind of like, I've heard it's a rite of passage. Oh, man, I came on the Mark Haney show. And obviously, the Comstock magazine is more exclusive to get on the cover. But I could see people wanting to have that exposure to the public, especially us in the business community who are in the B2B world. And some people, like my good buddy Mark over at Big Sexy, right? He wants to go low profile in his own way. So, I mean, are there people that don't want to come be put out there on display like that?
Yeah.
People don't want their name in the paper.
There are people who are, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, I don't know if you've heard, but, like, you know, media's come under some renewed scrutiny.
I have not heard that. He's scrutinizing us.
So, yeah, I mean, there is a sense of, like, well, what are you going to do with this information?
If you've got some skeletons in the closet.
Right. Or, like, it's not, I don't even think it's just that. It's more like people feel like they're sort of giving control over their personal narrative to someone that maybe they don't know that well. And, you know, I mean, yeah, I'm a little bit more, you know, outward facing in the community, but, like, you know, if I pass on a writer to something that they may not know that person at all. And so, I mean, I get it, you know, we try and, you know, we stand by our work, you know, we'll show you a body of work and we don't feel like we don't play gotcha. You know, that's not what we're here for.
Well, we were talking about nicknames earlier. Mark, who's on the show, has a nickname called Big Sexy. They named the brewing company after him. Now, do you have a nickname? Because Allison Joy, I could see that presenting itself for an opportunity for a nickname.
Well, I mean, I definitely get a lot of "Are you joyful?" or "Your" jokes. But I was named after Allie McGraw, so most of my life I was called Allie, which was given to me by my father, whose secret nickname for me, which is not so secret anymore, I guess, was Trixie. So I was called Trixie a lot when I was a kid.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So just more on Comstocks. Where's the vision for Comstocks? You're obviously moving to digital. You're sharing stories mostly in the 10 counties. But what's the vision for the future? What do you see moving forward?
Absolutely. I mean, we kind of talked about this before, but, like, in terms of the digital, we're looking at video and podcasting primarily. But I would say another real overarching goal for us is to build out some of the more investigative pieces we do. We did a big piece on McClatchy back in June. We haven't done that as often, but we are very focused on long-form journalism, which is becoming more and more rare. And so we see a niche opening up to not just do long-form, but to really spend, like, 6 to 8 months on a story and like allow a writer the time to deeply investigate an issue and bring that to light. So I would say that's a maybe non-digital goal for us for, you know, 2019 and beyond.
Okay, so long form digital, that's a it's a long term story of a like a restaurant that's in the process of opening up.
Long form investigative. So not okay. just digital, but okay. we're talking about they tend to be more data driven. They tend to be sources or stories that require a lot more background reporting to really bring forth something that is not just what we talked about before in terms of relevant to the business community, providing information that positions them to succeed, but maybe something that would otherwise go unreported because not all outlets have the same bandwidth that they used to.
Closing thoughts about business, okay. about our community, and I think you guys are making an adjustment to digital. You're changing your business. You've had to bring in to do this, and I think a lot of us are thinking, well, my business might be an old school type of business, and you've obviously figured out a way to pivot.
Well, I think it's a two-pronged approach. One of the feedback is key, right? And diversifying your feedback. You see a lot of businesses right now, like the tried and true isn't maybe cutting it anymore, right? You've got to get creative. You've got to like explore different products or markets. So I think feedback from your customer base is really key there and even beyond that. And then the other component about that is really knowing how to filter feedback. And I think that's what I see a lot of businesses struggle with, because in this age of social media, there is now so much noise and everybody's opinion has an opinion. They are more than willing to share it with you. And because of the sort of amplification of social media, it's easy to say like, oh, this is real and this is something I need to focus on. And I always tell people, take a step back, cross-reference that across a few platforms. And I don't mean digital platforms necessarily, yeah. like, you know, whatever feedback you have at your disposal, because you need more feedback. There's a lot of it out there, but then that filtering that feedback is, I think, maybe the most critical part.
Filter that feedback. Allison Joy, also known as Trixie. She's the editor-in-chief of Comstocks Magazine. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet. If you like our entrepreneurial stories, if you like the messages that we bring that inspire, if you want a little more Mark Haney, not everybody does, but if you do, feel free to subscribe, feel free to be part of our community, engage, comment, share. I want to get to know you better. You want to get to know me better. Follow me on all our social media platforms at The Mark Haney. I look forward to knowing you better, and let's get to know each other better so we can help build these businesses that we love.